You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions presents the DFS Lineup Lock Hour, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
DFS, DFS, DFS.
Who's ready for some DFS?
Liberty Finder tweets in, says, Tony Sincott is like that dude on Happy Gilmore who helped Shooter McGavin. He always wants to go to Sizzler and get some grub.
Hey, Shooter, meet me at the Red Lobster.
I don't know if you heard earlier, Tony.
Yes.
We were talking about the trap of the night.
Yes.
So last night, the trap of the night was Detroit and the Pelicans.
Yeah, Pelicans.
And we're like, why are the Detroit Pistons only 2.5-point favorites against the Pelicans? And, yeah. You know, the odds makers were trying to sucker us in, Tony. It was a trap. And we were smart enough to avoid that trap. Now, tonight, I think this trap is Houston and Minnesota, in which the Minnesota Timberwolves are getting 3 points on their home court tonight. And you're like, man, Minnesota are pretty good. I don't know if Houston should be laying three, but They're begging you to take the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I told people, Tony, on the trap of the night, I said, kids, this is like if Tony Sincott rolls up, with the van. And, you know, he says, hey, kids, you need a lift? You want some candy? I'm like, it's a trap. It's a trap. Run away.
Let me tell you something. Like that
Minnesota it's a Tony Sincott trap of the night.
They're so poor defensively. This is a great offensive team. I'll take Houston. I'll give the points. The other thing is you were talking to Cam about ATM, right? And he had a hard time with that. How about STM? Have you guys covered STM yet?
We didn't get through ATM.
No.
I'm thinking about it right now.
STM.
For the record, Tony, yes. I didn't say it on the air. I told Cam what ATM was off the air. You know, for obvious reasons. STM, you're catching me off guard on this one, Tony.
How about that guy? Should we give the youngster a chance, or should we just give the answer? Should we give the youngster Mike Florio to a chance to STM? Any idea what that is, Mike Florio?
Did you hear earlier we were going through millennial phrases?
Yeah. STM is easy, man. It's spank the monkey. I don't know why people abuse animals, but they have something out there for spanking the monkey. I like my animals. I don't try to abuse them.
Spank the monkey.
STM picks. DFS picks.
STM. STM. Yeah.
Wow.
With steam shrimps.
Wow, there it is. All right, Tony Sincotta with us. Yeah, this show's just flown by. We had some great basketball talk earlier in the program. So look at the highest totals of the night tonight. A lot of lower totals, Tony, in the NBA for the most part. Low 200s. We talked about this from a betting perspective. The week of the All-Star game is always tricky for betting purposes, and I think there's a lot more upsets. You know, some guys are going to the All-Star game. They're already thinking about it. I'm doing this party. I got this appearance at this strip club. You got guys on bad teams that are thinking, man, this season, like, thank God I'm off for the next 6 days.
Exactly.
I'm going to Cabo with this, my
what,
hot chicks.
What, you mean the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah.
PHX?
No, like an Atlanta Hawk player. You're on the Hawks tonight.
Yeah, time to get high, yeah.
It's almost like you're happy, you know. Yeah, we're on vacation in a couple hours.
Yeah,
you know?
The game is over.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. You get some other teams you're going to want to win. And so it's tricky, Tony, the next couple of nights. But the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, total 221.5. And the Houston Rockets and the Minnesota Timberwolves, highest total on the board at 222.5. Let's jump in right now. And let's talk about some of the big boys here, Tony, and how they're going to play this evening. Most expensive player on the board this evening, Russell Westbrook, 11,400, and LeBron James, 11,500. Let's start off with the King, LeBron James, against Oklahoma City tonight.
Yeah, I think out of the high-priced players, he's the fourth guy on the list for me. Antetokounmpo, Westbrook, Harden, and LeBron James all priced at least $10,700 or better. If you look at Oklahoma City Thunder, they're the best defensive team out of that group. LeBron James has been doing a great job since the new-look Cavaliers have come in. But tonight will be a different situation where they'll get a team that's played a little defense. And I think that LeBron James has been more of an assist mode as opposed to putting up big points, but he's getting triple-doubles every night. I like Russell Westbrook tonight. He practiced Monday. He practiced twice. Practiced today. I think he'll play. Yeah. We're supposed to get the word 90 minutes before the game. So that would be within this show at about 6:30. I think Westbrook
That's
tonight.
That's better than Okafor last night when we got word 90 seconds.
I'll tell you what.
But you're right. He participated in the shoot around and he looked good. So, yeah.
So he should play tonight. And I think when you go looking at this game tonight, I'm real interested to see this Cleveland team. Your guest on earlier talked about how they didn't really improve that much defensively and it's still defensive lapses. I think Westbrook could be a nice play. Now, George's price is a little too high because he's been getting all these points without Westbrook, without Carmelo Anthony, and he's right around that 10,000 bridge. I wouldn't use him tonight, but I think Stevie Adams, and even taking a shot with Carmelo Anthony might work out.
We talked about Adams. Adams, I think, is going to be in a good situation against Thompson. That's all they really have is Thompson. But, you know, guys, I think I'd rather spend the $9,100 on Chris Paul than $11,400 on Westbrook.
That's what I was saying. Like, you get Chris Paul there at that price, you save $2,300. It might be a good move
against the Minnesota team that's horrific defensively.
Exactly.
What do you make of Chris Paul tonight, Tony? I think he's in a good spot.
It's crazy because, you know what, I've had him in and out of my lineup a couple times today, and he'll be in some of my lineups today. He was almost in all of my lineups. I think if you could actually get away probably tonight with a couple cheap plays out there using Westbrook. If you wanted to use Harden and Chris Paul, you could probably get away with it. If you're looking in the point guard perspective, I think Chris Paul is right there as a top buy. I think he comes up and he's going to grab about 45 points. We're looking at 9 times the salary. I think he's right around 5.5, 6. If the game stays close and we do get 220 points, he can hit the 50 mark.
Yeah, you never know, Tony. Like, look at last night, TJ McConnell. This guy goes off in DFS purposes. This guy went ballistic with a triple-double. Any sleepers, Tony? Sometimes I know you like going at the cheap from the point guard position. A couple of guys, Raymond Felton's on a lot of people's list. Harris. What about Fox as a mid-range guy, 6,300? Any of those options that
I would be all over Fox, especially now that he's starting. But the 6,300,
it's getting a little.
You got to pay for it, but
You got to pay. And that game could be that on the Miami Toronto game will be the lowest scoring of the night. So keep that in mind. I'm going to take a shot with Devin Harris. When you look at Harris tonight, I think there's a great chance Murray doesn't play. And if he does play, that San Antonio team playing back-to-back nights, the crazy part is we don't have Paul Gasol on the injury report, but the game's at 10:30. There's no idea with the coach just says, hey, you know what, Gasol's not going to play tonight. We already know Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard are not playing. I would go Devin Harris tonight out of those cheap guys. I think Davis Bertans is another cheap guy I can use, and J.J. Barrera will be back for Dallas in that game against Sacramento at 4,700. And in that San Antonio-Denver game, I mentioned the Paul Gasol wouldn't shock me. Joffrey LaVigne in a revenge game tonight at $3,300. He'll get some playing time in this game tonight.
Kyle Lowry, $7,200, but he's $7,200 for a reason. Just 46 DK points in his last two games. And you talked about it, Tony, right now. You think this could be a lower-scoring game. Dame Malinsky brought it up as well.
Also, Raptors' second stringer.
The second unit. You look at Kyle Lowry's minutes as of late. 25 minutes, 27
saving him.
The Raptors' bench is so damn good. This is where fantasy and reality don't mesh. This is great. Life's great for the Raptors. They're getting to rest Lowry. They're getting to rest DeRozan. Their bench is killing teams and pulling away. But for fantasy purposes, it totally eliminated Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
You can't play anyone on Toronto, and they're one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, if not the best, right? Because of what you just said. They go 9 deep, and these starters are not getting 30 minutes, and it's killing you fantasy-wise. And then the cheaper guys are playing too much now, and you can't use them. We were using Freddie Van Fleet for like 3 weeks at $3,600. Look at Freddie Van Fleet, $4,600 against one of the best defensive teams in the league. They've priced themselves out of everywhere because the team is in depth and they can use everybody, but it kills fantasy owners.
They're not giving it away, Tony. They're not giving it away. They're going to make you work for it, right? sticking around. What do you think about Schroeder tonight, $7,000, kind of in the middle. Same range, just a little bit more than Fox, if you don't want to go down Westbrook Boulevard.
Schroeder.
Yeah.
You know what? Schroeder. Because of this game against Milwaukee, I think it could go up and down. I don't think it's a bad play, but I got a couple guys that I would use ahead of him. He's at 7,000. I actually like Eric Bledsoe a little better tonight at 7,200. So it's right around the same price tag. And I like Kyle Lowry actually a little better, too, at 7,200. So I got those two guys there.
You talk about it, Cam, with the thing with the Hawks and the Bucks tonight. The Bucks have been playing defense.
Yes.
Yeah, their totals are lower.
Yeah, the Bucks have been playing defense, and they're holding teams to under 100 points. All right, so let's move on right now. So where are you locking in here? I like Chris Paul. If I'm spending the money, I'm going with Chris Paul.
9,100.
I think he lights it up tonight against the T-Wolves. And if you're looking for a real long shot, Devin Harris, $3,400.
Yeah.
Good price.
I'll tell you what, here's where I'm going to go on this one. I am going to use a Chris Paul in my lineup tonight. I have Chris Paul and Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I have enough money to get both those guys in, and Chris Paul is where I'm going. If you're looking for anything else, like Devin Harris is a guy I do have in my lineup at the point guard position, there's a chance he could start, and then I'll get big points. If he doesn't start, I still expect to get 15, 18 fantasy points from him, and so he comes into play. And Russell Westbrook, that Cleveland team, man, it's a good story since the trade, but this still not great defensively. Russ is a hard guy to pass up, but with the $11,400 prize, a lot could go wrong there, and I think J.J. Barrera is another deep guard for people.
I'd rather spend the $9,100 on Chris Paul than the $11,000 on James Harden if we're playing in this game. James Harden's $11,000. Jimmy Butler has been a popular pick for everybody over the last couple of weeks. We talked about DeMar DeRozan. You can just eliminate DeMar. DeMar's just... He looks tired. He's not playing much.
8,100, too much for him.
Not worth it. Middleton.
I like, man, yes. 7,400.
Middleton can light it up tonight, actually, Tony. What
Absolutely.
Do you guys think? Middleton's in a good spot tonight, isn't he?
If you don't go James Harden, I like Chris Middleton at the shooting guard, right? If you don't have the money and you go somewhere else, Chris Middleton's the guy I use at $7,400. I think he actually pays off more than Jimmy Butler. I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Butler at $9,300 tonight. I think it's a little too much. And then the other two guys is that if Jamal Murray doesn't play, I think Gary Harris is a guy I would look to. Gary Harris at $6,000. Gary Harris was a defensive player for all these years, really developing an offensive game.
Michigan State.
Yep, the San Antonio team is on a back-to-back game. Gary Harris, only if Jamal's out.
I like Gary.
Everybody's talking Gary. I like Gary.
Player.
I like Gary.
I'm talking about reality and stuff. He'd be on my team.
I like Gary Harris. Spartans, but you got an appreciation for Gary.
I like Gary. Yeah, no, Gary's a good player.
What about on the cheap, guys? What about Jordan Clarkson if you want to go digging in the value bin?
He's $5,100 tonight.
Not cheap enough?
No, I actually would go, if you want to go somewhere around that price tag, I would actually go our guy, Bogdan Bogdanovich. There's two of them, so be careful. Make sure you get the one in Sacramento, and you can use them. And I also like Kent Bazemore a little more.
Yeah, Bazemore.
Bazemore, $5,400?
Bazemore's going to get some opportunities. He's hit or miss, but Bazemore, he's a gamble. It's good if you have a couple of lineups.
I think the shooting guard position's horrible tonight, so don't go crazy here.
Are we gonna not talk about our boy here, man? CD Osman.
Oh, yeah. I had him at small forward tonight.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, either one.
Yep.
But just bringing it up here, $4,600. So, listen, I know his pricing point's gone up. We could get him for $3,000 last week, but that's gone up to $4,600 right now. Coming off, 21 DK points in the new look lineup, but he's remaining in a starting lineup. He's starting tonight, and he's going to play 27 to 30 minutes or so. Is it too expensive now at 46? Is the value gone?
I think it's on the fringe. I'm actually using him tonight. I think when you look at the games tonight, we have six games. We have two games with a high total. So you want to get as many players as you can. So I'm going to take a shot with him at 46. I expect the totals to be down tonight. Usually it takes about 300. I feel confident that I'm going to cash in the tournament. I think tonight it's going to be about 280 based on some of these totals that I see out there tonight. So I think you have an opportunity to use a guy like Osman tonight. And the big thing with him is he's such a hustler. He gets a couple steals in that offense. And Russell Westbrook, the one thing people does, he turns the ball over in that Heckle and Jekyll style. Osman is a guy that could get a couple cheap plays for us tonight.
Small forward.
Want to go to the small forward
Let's talk
ranks.
Some small forwards. LeBron James, we talked about. We've got Paul George on the board. Too expensive for my blood, Tony. Paul George, $9,900.
Yeah, he's the only way that he's playable tonight is if Russell Westbrook didn't play. I like the two studs you got to pay for, Antetokounmpo. I like him over LeBron James tonight. And then I like Paul Gasol, but the problem is I'm scared to death of what this team does, and that game's at 10:30 tonight, so we'll probably get out of my lineup. Davis Bertans and Jeffrey LeVon, two guys that you can use on the cheap in San Antonio. Trey Lyles is playing pretty well at $5,100. He's a guy I could use on the cheap, and if you need another cheap guy, I don't know how the hell Dwayne Dedman learned how to shoot three-pointers because he couldn't shoot anything before, but he's been playing really well. That's where I like it, small forward.
Yeah, Dedman's $5,300. What about, interesting, the Spurs back-to-back, they played with Utah. What about Kyle Anderson if he gets minutes, guys? $5,800 worth of luck, Tony?
When you look at Kyle Anderson and putting this one together with the Spurs, I think he comes up a little short in this one. $5,800, so I don't see many 30-point efforts in Kyle Anderson, and I don't think we get that from him.
I've got the guy.
You found him?
I've got a guy, and we took him last week, and I don't see any reason. I don't like just, you know, being, oh, we're going to take the same guy every night, but if the guy every night is putting up 27, 32, 32, and 35, and, I, you know, it's $5,500, but I like the matchup tonight. Dwight Powell, $5,500. You know, I don't have a problem with this, Tony. $5,500. He's going to give me 30, 35 tonight against Sacramento. Nice matchup against the Kings. Dwight Powell, nice pick, I think, at $5,500.
Here's what I don't like about Dwight Powell is that this game is a low total. That's the only thing I don't like. If you look what he's done, he got 29 minutes against Houston, 35 fantasy points. Against LA, 32 fantasy points, right? And at Golden State, 32. Now, those are three high-scoring teams, and there were higher games involved there. Against the Clippers, he got 27.5. 31 against Sacramento, which they just played February 3rd. So it gives you an opportunity. It shows you, hey, he put 31 minutes. He put up 31 fantasy points.
That's five and a half.
Absolutely. You know, it was a crazy thing. That was February 3rd. His price was $3,600. Now he's 55.
I know.
Sometimes, Gabe, we look at these totals.
I'm riding the hot hand.
The overs are the thing with the totals is
you have the Cleveland-Oklahoma game at 221.5, and Houston and Minnesota at 222. Every other game's the same total, 207, 206, or 204.
Good point. You're going to have to ride somebody.
Unless you want to just stack the Cavs, Thunder, and Rockets, Wolves games. We'll continue our conversation with Tony Sakata, talk DFS on the other side.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
So far, I'm putting together a lineup live here. We got Chris Paul at point guard, $9,100.
Yep.
We got CeeDee Osman, shooting guard, 46. Middleton.
Like that Middleton pick.
Small forward. Either way, Middleton, Osman, you know, they're both, you know, wherever you want to slot them in. Middleton, I got Powell. I'm missing some star power here. I got Chris Paul. I need another banger, and I'm gonna need a cheap player as well to balance this out. All right, Tony, let's hit the center.
We're close. Before we move on, though, I got one more for Cam.
Cam wanted to talk about Wiggins a little bit too. Actually, yeah, well, what do you got for us, Tony?
Cam, IIT, you know what that is? IIT?
I thought you had a DFS pick.
No, I like Tony's tricks and questions.
IIT.
IIT. In, am I, for, did I get the first one right? In?
No. Oh,
okay.
Give it to you. Ready?
Give me a clue, yeah.
Is it tight? I don't know who you'd be asking that to, but if you can let me know.
No, that's like when you're going to the club. Is it a good club?
Yeah.
Is it tight?
Is it tight? Yeah, this modern lingo I all mixed up.
Yeah. Is it tight? Andrew Wiggins is $1,600.
Is he tight? Is Wiggins tight? Is tight pick tonight?
I don't think he's a tight pick. He doesn't do enough but score, right, Gabe?
That's the problem with him, for sure.
And he's become the third option, like the clear third scoring option right now.
Yeah.
Butler's a ball hog, man. He just is.
Yeah, he is.
You know, it's crazy. You can make – and sometimes Jeff Teague, you know, takes over and he's the fourth option. He doesn't get the rebounds, doesn't get the assist. I think with Wiggins, that's a huge problem. Even though in this high-flying offense, I wouldn't play him tonight.
I'm looking at dark horses, Tony. It's interesting about the minutes for Jeremy Grant, but the price, $4,900. If he can get a little bit more, they're talking about the averages of minutes between 25 and 28. But if something's there, $4,900, maybe a mini value play in dark horse?
I don't have him in any lineup tonight, but you know what? He's not a bad play because you're right. He's played from anywhere from 23 to 35 minutes in the last three games, and he's a guy that if he gets off to a good start, they leave him in the game, and he's a guy that could play with that starting five. And you have Carmelo Anthony banged up. If Anthony, you know, hurt that ankle early in that game or anything like that, Grant can go off against a very poor defensive team, and they don't defend big guys well. Grant's a sneaky play tonight.
All right. I apologize, guys, for trying to move on to the centers.
It's okay. Tony's teaching us.
No, I locked in
phrases.
I locked in Dwight Powell, so I was like, no need to talk about anybody else. I was like, we got Powell. Move on.
I got confirmation. Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony will play tonight. And according to Billy Donovan, there is no minutes restriction on either player.
Interesting. That hurts Grant a little bit.
Yes.
We're just talking about Grant. All right, so Greek Freak tonight put up 57 DK points in the first game against the Hawks. What do you make of the Greek Freak tonight? 10,700. You want any piece of him?
Yep, I love him. I think when you're looking at it per dollar, I think him and Westbrook are there, and Harden, he's the chief of them. I'll go with him tonight. And I actually like to put your lineup, like you talked about, my lineup I have Chris Paul and Antetokounmpo together. And I have a lot of the same guys you have in your lineup. This is what I went with, people. I went with Devin Harris, Chris Middleton at shooting guard, C.D. Osman at small forward. I went with Joffrey LeVern, went cheap there, $3,300. Willie Cauley-Stein goes against Dallas, who we played a week ago, put up 30-plus fantasy points, $5,900. Chris Paul, Dwight Powell, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I'm able to get Paul and Antetokounmpo in there and still get Chris Middleton.
All right, you'll recap that lineup after.
Yeah.
So far, so guys, I've got Chris Paul, C.D. Osman,
yep.
Chris Middleton, Dwayne Powell, the Greek Freak. I've got three spots to fill, and I can average 4,233. So now we're on to the center position. I'm going to need some value here, but let's start off with the top of the board. Let's talk the center position. Karl Anthony Towns, $9,200. Dude's been on fire. He's hitting threes. You know, he's become, after Butler, he's the second offensive choice. We were talking about Wiggins being the odd man out. Tonight taking on Clint Capella in the paint, Tony.
See, this is a tough one because Capella's a good defender down low, and he blocks some shots. But Anthony Towns, man, don't play down low the whole game. He was 6-for-6 last week, firing away three-pointers. So that preemptive
Capella could be a play. People are going to be scared of Capella because they're like, oh, he's playing Towns, but Capella could put big numbers up at 75K.
Great point that you bring up.
Capella's a better
play
tonight than Karl Anthony Towns.
Good call, Tony. And the thing is, against Towns in that matchup, he actually did well against him, and you're getting – the guy's been on fire, and he's $7,500. That's a good, good, sneaky play. Like, Capella's under the radar at that price.
He's gone five times or more over in five of the last seven games.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a good play.
I think he's a guy there. I think the best play at center tonight is Nikolai Jokic in that game against San Antonio without LaMarcus Aldridge there. Jokic's a guy that's a triple-double machine, and he just has to get out of foul trouble. And who the hell is he going to get in foul trouble tonight because there ain't no one there that he has to cover. He put up 47 fantasy points in his last game against Phoenix. He only played 27 minutes in that contest. He only played 22 against Houston, put up 36 fantasy points. Long as we get him to 30-plus, we're going to get 50-plus from him tonight.
I'd like Steven Adams, but he's a little pricey at 6,800. Yeah, I got to get 40. Like, I got to get 40 points.
You're right. You look at Adams, you're like, whoa, geez, 68, yeah, yikes.
There's two better plays than him because of that price.
Well, I need value, Tony. I'm looking for value here, buddy.
Willie Cauley-Stein against Dallas. Willie Cauley-Stein, 5,900. And Paul Gasol is going to be a little bit of a risk, but if he plays tonight, he's going to get plenty of time. You saw last night without LaMarcus Aldridge, he put up a double-double, put up 15 rebounds. I think something similar can happen tonight in a game that they could play. The only problem is the game's at 10:30, so we never know who's going to play and who isn't in San Antonio.
Well, Marek, I see something that you need a 4,000 or under, so just a couple. Thon Maker at 3,700.
Yeah. Actually,
I know. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. He's starting.
There's only two guys. There's two guys at a $3,000 range I'll play at center. Joffrey LaVigne, the guy in San Antonio that will get playing time because LaMarcus Aldridge is not playing. And then the other guy is Thon Maker. Thon Maker is the better play for me. Less risk involved with Thon Maker. He's going to start, and you can use those two guys that are under 4,000 bucks.
Yeah, just tell Plumlee and Zeller to slow down. Don't play tonight. And let Thon Maker do his thing.
If he could give if he could give me, 20 points,
25.
Oh, 20 points. Yeah, you have a party.
Yeah, and 25 camp's a little ambitious.
Yeah, it's very ambitious.
But I Thon Maker. I like the pricing point there. All right, I'm gonna have to squeeze another guard in here, but we need value. We need to find something in the five, the 4 to 5 range. De'Aaron Fox, 63, just a little bit too expensive. Bazemore, 5,400. I might have to roll the dice. You talked about Bogdanović tonight, $5,200. Clarkson, 51.
I got one for 4,700 for you. 4,700. I like J.J. Barrera against Sacramento. The only thing is coming back from an injury. If you're one of those guys that are a little concerned about that, but he's healthy, he's ready to go tonight. And then Deonta Murray in that game against Denver at 5,700 is a place where you can go. Unless if you want to go really cheap, you take a shot with Devin Harris tonight.
What about Tristan Thompson, 4,500? Is he going to get there? Last time he played, the Thunder 23.75 DK points, and he should be able. You guys getting minutes, so he could be able to do that again at that price point.
I need a guard.
Oh, you need a guard. Okay, sorry, Gabe. I'm just looking at things that are cheap.
Is Tristan Thompson playing guard tonight?
No, he's not, unfortunately. Sorry, buddy. I thought you were going to mix up, put another lineup in. Frustration.
Yeah, so, Barrera's back. Yogi Ferrell's been putting up some nice numbers.
But he's going to go back. He'll get less playing time tonight because of the situation there with him coming back, J.J. Barrera.
Van Fleet tonight. I don't know, and I don't know if it's going to be a rout. It's not like they're going to blow the Miami Heat out,
No, they're a good defensive team. It's a slow-paced game. Both teams play at a slow pace. And the 4,600 bucks is a little. Even if Fred VanVleet plays 24, 25 minutes, he's going to have to get a fantasy point a minute to put it up there. And he can do that, but, the upside is not there. We're not going to get much more than that.
Didn't we talk about Devin Harris or Felton, Gabe?
Yeah, Devin Harris, guy I love. Felton's gone for me now. Felton would have been the guy if Westbrook was out. Westbrook will play tonight.
Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, so now Devin Harris, though, Jamal Murray is questionable. So even if Murray plays, I think with San Antonio playing back-to-back, we're going to get Devin Harris to play some time there, and Murray won't be out there all the time. And I think Devin Harris gets me 15, 18 points at 3,400. I can take that.
That's where I'm going, guys.
Nice.
That's where I'm going. So it leaves me $5,600.
What do you need?
Utility.
Oh, so the best player for 5,600 bucks.
So we got Pau Gasol, 56.
Bazemore at 54.
Yeah. That's
Pau Gasol is my best player at 5,600. And then the next guy I have is 5,300.
He played 33 minutes last night, Tony. What can the old man give us? The old Spaniard.
Well, there's still – the next guy I have on my list is Dwayne Dedmon at 5,300. And Dedmon is a guy that I don't know how he's playing so well this year. Some teams made a mistake. Milwaukee's 22nd in the league against power forwards. Dedmon's coming off 46.75 points against Detroit Pistons in this one. He's been moving into the starting lineup. You go past that, though. We got a bunch of games under. He had three games in a row under 20. Then he had a 32, 21, 20. So there's risk. There's some upside coming off that 46-point game. And then also another guy under 5,600 bucks that you can go and take a look. Your guy, Dwight Powell, you already have him in the lineup tonight. And then I have Taj Gibson, and I'm not in love with him.
I'm looking at Bazemore. I like what Cab. I'm looking
at Bazemore.
So Gasol or Bazemore?
Dead man walking, 5,300. You never know what you're going to go there. What else? Too bad you can't get Willie Cauley-Stein in there for 59. You're only 56, right? That would have been a nice.
It's not a bad lineup I have here. Chris Paul, C.D. Osman, Chris Middleton, Powell, Thonmaker, Harris. I got to take in a couple of long shots, but I got the Greek Freak in here as well.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah, I got the Greek Freak and Paul to rack it up. Now it's the gut instinct, so I'm on the clock here. Gasol, you'd go Gasol, wouldn't you, Tony, over Bazemore, eh?
I would go Gasol over Bazemore, but there's a risk going with Gasol. Like you said, it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden he's not playing tonight after going, you know.
Yeah, I know. And then
your team's
Popovich is a nut job.
So what I did, you know? What I did is I had Gasol in my lineup this morning. I took him out and put Dwight Powell in, but you already have Powell in.
I'm going Bazemore. I'm going Bazemore.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
He gave me 25. He gave me 25-30. If his shots fall, I don't love it though.
That's the thing when you're putting it together. There's always one or two things.
There's one other guy that's actually played really well lately at 5,100. But going against San Antonio, and I hate going against them too much, is Trey Lyles. Lyles, of course. He's a guy that's been getting the playing time. Two of his last four games have been 34, 38 fantasy points. The problem is San Antonio, you can't make a living out of going against them.
Yeah, but the good news is it's back-to-back playing versus Utah, too, so there is some upside there, right?
The only problem, the only problem with that is even though you can get LaMarcus Aldridge out, Kawhi Leonard is out, you see all this, the San Antonio Spurs play a system where they actually pass the ball and they actually run plays, so the clock takes forever to go by, too. Like, they're the only NBA team that's still running plays.
That's true. Interesting air situation, though. We talked about this, Morenci, from Utah high altitude to Denver, the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Big time high altitude.
You know, there's a player tonight we didn't talk about, $3,900. Yeah. Very volatile, though.
Cheap.
Justice Winslow.
Justice.
Oh, he is volatile. And that's
he could give you 32, but he could give you 9. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's a good price for him. This kid can play a little at $3,900.
I thought he was going to be really, like, almost not star, but
yeah.
I thought he'd be on another level, and he's having a hard time, you know, getting on track in the NBA. But he's all over the place, Tony. 27, 23, 15, 32, 9, 9. He was 0 for 6 the other night for the field, and there's a lot of 0 for 6s.
Oh, yeah. The problem is he can't shoot, right? He does everything well. He can rebound. He can get up and down the court. He's a great athlete, but he can't shoot. And the games he shoots, you get him at 3,900. He might put up 30 fantasy points. But the problem is the 0 for 6, the 2 for 7s lead to 10.
You got Bertans in your lineup there, Tony?
I had him in and out
last night.
Yeah, I like Davis Bertans tonight. And, in fact, if they go and they save a couple guys, he could come in. I went with Osman instead of Bertans in the last second, but I had them both switching in and out.
Cam's got an NHL lineup that he put together I'm looking forward to.
I'll save it to the other side because, I usually go too quick with my lineup and I breeze through it like 50 picks in 10 seconds.
Yeah, you can set a record. Yeah, we could say. I told Cam when you give your lineup, you don't have to do it in 30 seconds.
It's like some kind of test. I'm not going to do, Tony, instead of fast love making, I'm going to have a little foreplay tonight, Valentine's.
You know what I do?
And slow play it out.
Yeah, you know how you do that, though? I'm going to help you out, Cam. I'm going to give you some advice. Whenever you're in that type of situation and you feel like you're going a little too fast, think of Hideki Matsui, and then it will always slow down, and everyone will go home happy, and it won't be a quick experience.
Or Rich Garces, El Guapo.
Yes,
I think of Hillary and Chelsea Clinton.
I got Crosby and Stamkos in my lineup tonight. Can you match me over there, Cam?
It's funny you mentioned that, Tony. I have a star penguin, but we'll save it for the other side. We're going to Russia.
We'll go over some NHL, DFS. We'll recap our lineups, NBA, and we'll give you our best bets from a betting perspective. Game time decisions for the Rage. Our radio continues.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge. dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Gabriel Morenci, Cam Stewart, the Tony Sincada. Countdown to tip-off and puck drop.
The best is...
continues.
You go, I hate ska, and they're playing ska. They're doing it to piss you off.
Yeah, we'll have to ask.
As of them talks.
We'll have to.
Morenci's going crazy.
We're going to have this talk about Florio after.
Yeah,
whatever song you played at the 6:43 break, removed from the rotation.
He likes big riffs, less ska.
Never had so many problems with a dude playing tunes. Earlier in the week it was classic rock. Now he's playing ska.
I enjoyed the classic rock.
Oh, Maroon 5. Da-da. Now this really isn't ska, though.
No, this is more. Da-da. It's more game, like upbeat game show.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Check back in with Tony Sincada, talking NBA DFS. It's very happy.
It is. See
the horn. Oh, here it comes. See, my voice doesn't even work over this. Hit the killer music. Come on, Florio. You're killing us here. It's a place of business, Florio. You know, Tony, I'm not rich like you and Cardano, Tony. I just filled out a lineup, but I accidentally did it in a $44 entry.
Uh-oh.
So I was no, I don't want that.
He's steep.
I don't want that.
The greatest ever was Cardano called into the show one night, right, panicking. He goes, are you guys sure about your picks tonight? Because I put a $1,000 lineup in by accident. And he goes, is there any way to cancel it? I said, no, if it's head-to-head, once it's filled, it's filled. And so we ended up winning, but
wow!
Yeah, I think that's why I still work here.
Yeah, it bought you some currency.
As long as it wins.
That's
amazing.
Bought you some time. All right, so Cam, you put together an NHL lineup, as did Tony Sincada. I did not, but I've got a couple of players that we'll take a look at. But tomorrow, Tony, we're going to talk a little DFS golf on the show.
We're going to do a betting six-pack. We're going to do values.
Yeah, Cam's
going to
have a six-pack betting. Yeah. But Cam's going to put together a lineup. I'm going to put together a golf lineup. And we ask you to put together a golf lineup as well. We'll go head-to-head, and we'll all put together a golf lineup for Riviera this weekend.
It's going to be a lot of fun at Riviera, too. A lot of interesting guys coming over from Europe. We talk about Tiger Woods. He loves Europe. Interesting price. Very, very expensive on DraftKings. A lot of people, know what they do, though? They cheer for Tiger. They put him in the lineup. Until I see it, I'm fading this guy. If, too expensive.
Oh. All Tiger Woods has to do is get out of bed and not, like, get caught sleeping with a hooker.
And it's a good day.
Or crash a car into a tree, and people think he's back.
I know.
like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, Tiger's back. See, yeah, he got through a round without getting hurt, all right? Settle down. It doesn't mean he's going to dominate the tour.
Exactly. I don't think it's going to be problems dominating the tour. He's looked good, though. He's T21 in the one performance, but it's going to take work to get it back.
Yeah,
sure.
He's looked good based on our expectations being at an all-time low, but you're right. There's a lot of easy money out there when he plays, because you get the average person coming back, oh, Tiger Woods is playing, I'm going to pick him. Nobody else that does this for a living is going to pick him. I mean, his price was way too high.
You know what the crazy thing, and I was talking to Coach Esser today on 300 par, looking at Dustin, I know we'll get to the whole golf scenario tomorrow. 11,700 is a steal for this guy. When you look at the results, first of all, Ted Potter Jr. winning, guy who's huge on the Florida tours. He's got something in his craw, but he didn't get it done on Sunday. Tony, a win, second, and fourth in the last time he played Riviera. Like, you want to talk horses for courses. Like, I'm going to bet him at even like plus 550 to win the damn tournament. Put a couple $100 on it.
We'll add some NASCAR to the rotation on Friday as well. Daytona 500 weekend. Yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
Daytona 500 this weekend.
Do you want me to start my lineup?
Yes, sir. What do you got, Cam? NHL, full slate of games tonight. So a lot of options.
Well, full slate of games tonight. And I see Tony and I have one of the same players on the lineup there. And it starts with this guy. He has him utility. I have him as my center game. Young Nolan Patrick from the Philadelphia Flyers, hot player. Don't let his DK points fool you, about 1.5 per game on average. But look at the last games. He's getting goals. He's getting assists. He can block some shots. He does a lot of things. And conversely, the New Jersey Devils' defense has been awful lately. They're giving up a lot of goals. They're not playing their old Devil-style hockey. 25th defensive rank. Great situation for the Flyers at home with Nolan Patrick at $4,100, an absolute steal. My high-priced item tonight, Evgeny Malkin for the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. I know Tony's going to go with another star there. $7,400 looks good to me. The Ottawa Senators, this team, a train wreck defensively, 24th. Malkin close to 5 fantasy points a game in hockey circles, 4.7. That is very, very strong. $7,400, I love the play. Now we're going with from the Simpsons, Skinner! I love Jeff Skinner at Carolina, $5,700 in a good situation. I'll tell you one thing about the Carolina Hurricanes. They play good at home, Gabe, and against the Kings. I know the Kings defensively are pretty good, but $5,700 for a sniper like Jeff Skinner, I really like in my lineup. Now, this is a game we're going to focus on with my other winger, Josh Bailey of the New York Islanders, $6,200. People might think it's a lot. It's not. Josh Bailey is a hot player. Columbus and the Islanders have a high total tonight of 6. It's going to be a lot of goals in that game. This guy's 3.7 points on DraftKings. He does a lot of things well. Josh Bailey. Now, my mini stack of the night, my other winger. We're going to pick on the Chicago Blackhawks continuously. They're absolutely brutal. They lost the Desert Dogs 6-1 last night as a favorite. How do you lose to Arizona 6-1? You're in Vegas now. Vegas coming off that loss to Philadelphia. Riley Smith is a guy at $6,100. He is a player. This guy shoots. He gets shots on net. All the little things you need to do to get the bonus points on DraftKings. He is going to be on my team. I found Tony, Gabe, you guys are going to love me on this one. My diamond gem, blue bin, quarter bin special of the night. I can't believe it for my defenseman. Alex Goligoski of the Phoenix Coyotes is $3,700. He's got 6 points in his last 4 games. I know it's against the Sharks, but suddenly the young players on the Phoenix Coyotes or Arizona Coyotes playing great hockey right now. 37 is a steal. My other defenseman, Shane Theodore of the Vegas Golden Knights, VGS against Chicago, Gabe. He's a great player. He'll do a lot of things, get power play time. He's on the ice a lot. And Chicago, these guys are brutal. Opponent's defense rank, one of the worst in the NHL right now. You can score on the Blackhawks, who are having goaltending problems, block shots. He does it all. My goalie tonight from your Las Vegas Golden Knights, Gabe, Marc-Andre Fleury at $8,400.
My man, Marc-Andre Fleury.
Marc-Andre Fleury. Actually, I have a dark horse. If you don't like Fleury, take a look at Louis Domingue, the backup for the Tampa Bay Lightning, even cheaper at $8,000 against Buffalo tonight, who's banged up. But I'm going with Marc-Andre Fleury in my lineup. 5.4.
I think Dubé's a good goalie tonight, Dubnyk.
Dubnyk was my third choice. I love the Dube, too. I think Minnesota will beat the Rangers.
Like the Dube.
And my utility player, Tony Cincata, from your Pittsburgh Penguins, Connor Sheary, hot player, +6. And I'll tell you, very, very cheap at $4,300. Hey, Pittsburgh might score a lot of goals against Ottawa tonight. Connor Sheary, my utility player, Tony.
I like.
You're on the clock.
Like we told Cam not to rush through his lineup. He took 20 minutes to do it.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Very well played, Cam.
I'll bust in your balls, Cam.
Was that a good time?
Yeah, that was great. Great. That was good stuff. What do you got on the ice? And I got a couple of players. And you guys got me. I got hockey fever now. I'm throwing the lineup
together. There's a lot of
games. I'm actually picking on two teams tonight that I think it'll let up a lot of goals. So I'm using the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I'm using the Tampa Bay Lightning against Buffalo. So I think that we're going to attack these lines here. So on the Pittsburgh side, I got Sidney Crosby at $7,300 at center. I got Simone at the wing at $4,000. And then Hagelin at $3,600 on all my Pittsburgh players, right? And then the Tampa guys. I got Steven Stamkos and Sid Crosby at center. $7,200. Killorn's put up 6 points
in
a game.
Killjoy.
$4,600 on defense.
Gotta have Killhorn.
Victor Hedman for $6,400. You know what's crazy about Victor Hedman? What realizes to me is why don't most kids want to go to Morehead State?
I love Morehead State. It's amazing.
What do we want?
Morehead.
When do we want it?
Now.
Dustin Bufflin in Winnipeg is my defenseman at $5,300.
I like it. Bufflin. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's good, Tony. And he'll fight. He'll do all sorts of crazy stuff, get you block shots and punches to the face, extra DK points.
And I'm actually going to go with a guy, hopefully, that's going to see a lot of rubber tonight, Jimmy Howard.
Actually, I like that Jimmy Howard sneaky play.
Jimmy Howard's going to see more rubber than an Olympic athlete.
There you go.
All right, speaking of which, guys, we talk about, you know, situational angles when teams are playing in basketball. Oh, this team can't defend the center. This team has a hard time defending the three-point shot.
Yeah.
Well, when we're talking about hockey fantasy, guys, you know, shots on goal count.
They do.
And the New York Islanders are a freaking train wreck when it comes to defensive play, Tony.
Good call. You might want to put CBJ.
They're almost like automatic overs. And I've got a guy here flying under the radar that you guys didn't bring up. Cam
Atkinson.
This guy is a shots on goal freaking machine.
I know. I almost had Atkinson.
They played the Islanders last week, 10 days ago. He had 8 shots on goal, 7 DK points in the game. $5,900. Cam Atkinson's got to be in your lineup. You guys talked about the Chicago Blackhawks. These guys are, man, they're a sieve right now. They're giving up 24 goals during this defensive breakdown in Vegas tonight. Vegas are big favorites. I'm going with my main man, Johnny Marchessault.
Actually, you know what? He was in my original
Johnny
lineup.
M.
I love Johnny M.
Johnny M, man. John Marchessault's having a nice year. Good call by you, Tony, in your backyard here with Kilhorn.
Oh, Alex Kilhorn.
Kilhorn plays on a number one power play unit in the NHL, and you're getting in value with him at $4,600.
Think about this.
He's like a wingman. He's picking up the other guy's hot chicks after the fact.
Great
There's
point.
Too many chicks in the room. You know what I mean?
It was like when Homer went out with Moe, and Homer was Moe's wingman. Exactly. And Alex Kilhorn, he's in a great situation. The Buffalo Sabres, they got Eichel out, Gabe. And this is a team that, Tampa Bay coming off a loss to the Leafs, they're going to be very angry tonight. I love that play with Kilhorn there, Tony. Very, very strong.
Seth Jones defense tonight, too, speaking against the Islanders as well.
Yeah, that's a – you want to – if you don't want to put just Penguins and Vegas players in your lineup, go with Islanders and Jackets. That could be a very high-scoring game as well. I agree with you guys.
Dubnyk, $8,300.
Smoke it. That good stuff, $8,300. He's at the top end. What is he, goaltender number 3 or 4?
Not cheap. Matt Murray, $8,200.
Pittsburgh Penguins should get a win against Ottawa. Automatic points.
Murray this evening.
Automatic points. I'm going to go with Marc-Andre Fleury. I have no faith in Chicago. None. I don't know what the hell's going on with the Blackhawks, but they're not the –
Fleury's 8,400, so I can get Doobie for same price.
I was going to tell Tony if he's got the Tampa Bay stack, Domingue. I think the backup for Tampa Bay is going to be starting. Vasilevsky played last night against the Leafs, so I think Louis Domingue at $8,000, $400 cheaper than Fleury, will be Tampa's goalie, who should be able to beat Buffalo tonight if you want to save a few bucks.
Yeah, I have a $7,200 goalie in there right now. I mean,
I know, I like that, Tony. You're really saving.
Yeah, I got him on Groupon.
I got to go with Charlie Coyle at $4,000.
Charlie Coyle from the Wild. Get Charlie Coyle.
I don't have a choice. I got to roll the dice here a little bit.
The Coyle.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Coyle. So, all right, Tony, recap your NBA lineup for everybody if you can.
Yeah, my NBA lineup tonight, if you go into town and you need to put it all there, you know, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, so you better win some money. We got a point guard, Devin Harris, $3,400.
I've got Chris no one Mills, to buy chocolate for, Tony.
$7,400. Seti Osman, $4,600. Jeffrey Laverne, $3,300. Take a shot there. Willie Cauley-Stein, $5,900. Chris Paul, $9,100. Dwight Powell, $5,500. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, $10,700.
Nice lineup.
Cam, what are you betting on tonight?
It's funny you mentioned that, Gabe. I'm betting on a few things.
Oh, rattle off your NHL lineup, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my, the DK lineup?
Yeah, okay. Your NHL DK.
Yeah, and I won't give you 10 minutes per guy now.
You can rattle it off.
Now we're going to go with center Nolan Patrick, Evgeny Malkin of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Skinner of Carolina, Josh Bailey of the Islanders. We see goals. Riley Smith of Gabe's Vegas Golden Knights, Alex Goligoski on defense against the Sharks, Shea Theodore, another Vegas defenseman, Marc-Andre Fleury. We got a Vegas goaltender, and Connor Sheary of the high-flying Pittsburgh Penguins as my utility man. We'll get it done.
All right, I just threw my NHL lineup together. Matt Duchene.
Nice.
Mika Koivu. Cam Atkinson.
Cam.
Killjoy.
Kilhorn.
Yeah. Marchessault.
You like that.
Ian Cole.
Ian Cole, solid, steady
Ian
defense.
Ian Cole, Seth Jones, Marc-Andre Fleury, and Charlie Coyle.
Coyle. I love Charlie Coyle. Nice.
Yeah, and my NBA lineup. My NBA lineup's not going to win a tournament, but I think it'd be nice for head-to-head, actually, because it's a pretty solid lineup. All right, my NBA team. Chris Paul, CeeDee Osman, Chris Middleton, Dwayne Powell, Thon Maker, Devin Harris, Greek Freak, Bazemore.
Bazemore.
A little Bazemore action. All right, Cam, best bets of the night. Who are you laying it down on today?
Here's my NHL public parlay four-gamer that plays that
Ooh,
pays
that's right. I'm gonna,
plus
okay.
360. I'm just putting a little bit of – this is just
I'm clicking it right now, Tony.
I don't want to say anything. I actually asked Gable to attest to this. I went 3-0 in the NHL last night with Arizona, Florida, a couple pooches in the Leafs, but I got to keep it up. It's going to be tough. We got the Boston Bruins, Pittsburgh Penguins, Minnesota Wild, and the Vegas Golden Knights four-game parlay pays plus 360. Individually, I'm going to take a shot with CBJ over the Islanders, Carolina, and a half-unit play on the Winnipeg Jets if they can get it together.
I just played it, Cam. I just clicked it.
Good. I love you, Moretti. I'm going to do the exact
$13
same thing.
$13 pays 59. Boston, Pittsburgh, Vegas, and Minnesota. Let's go.
In the NCAA, I'm going with the Georgetown Hoyas plus 12 tonight against Butler. Too many
I like
points.
It.
And I might do the old Oklahoma City two-step. Gabe, you're on the clock. What do you got for me in the betting board tonight?
You know what? Georgetown's up 25-20.
Well, they already started playing?
Started at 6:30. That's just
good.
Great.
I'm already on it, so that's good. We said we like Georgetown all day.
I like the over of this game.
Yeah. But what about Miami and Virginia?
I like the Miami Hurricanes getting to 6.5 in that game.
Yep.
But I'm going to make my money tonight in the National Basketball Association. We're going to put together that money line parlay. The Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks. Minus 145.
Yeah,
we're locking in on that. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Minus the 2.5.
Yes,
rather late at minus 145 on the money line. We were talking about it being a trap, guys. How about this? The Houston Rockets are now up to 3.5 at mini. I think Houston wins. Minus 160 money line. So it's a tricky night tonight. But I'm going to take the Thunder. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. Let's go over the number. Tony, what are you betting on?
Houston and Oklahoma City. I'm on Gabe's bandwagon tonight.
Let's get it.
Let's do it. Big golf day tomorrow. Lots of picks. Lots of fun.
Yeah, Riviera Talk tomorrow. Yeah. DFS, bets. Tony Cincata, DFS. Mark Lawrence's database. Winners. Great stuff, Tony. Thanks, buddy.
Good night.
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The only free 24/7 Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FanRag Sports, the Diamondbacks are looking at creative ways to retain free agent slugger J.D. Martinez. The specifics of how creative are not known, but it's believed they're considering a higher yearly salary and shorter contract with possible opt-outs included. Heyman also reported that Chase Utley has signed a two-year deal with the Dodgers. Angels manager Mike Socha said Tuesday that he plans to employ a six-man rotation in 2018. This would allow Shohei Ohtani to be used in a similar schedule that he had in Japan. It could also help rest some of the arms that have seen injury issues over the years. Those starters, Garrett Richards, Tyler Skaggs, Andrew Heaney, Matt Shoemaker, Nick Tropiano, and Jay